Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Quarter. This mountain of divine interventions, wake up to it every day. And after receiving from Turning Point, pray more on your own as much as you can. Then rebroadcast this message to all on your contact and encourage them to subscribe to our YouTube platform and register directly to be receiving daily Turning Point from us. Welcome also to Wednesday, 29th day in January 2025. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent this day. Be responding with amen, I receive it. Wherever you are receiving these ministrations today, God's oil of mercy will be freshly poured on you. Your result in life will be massive. Oh, you will tower above all those who don't wish you well. Receive grace, for huge grace to excel in life. Colossians 2:14 says, God has blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which was contrary to us, and he took it out on the way, nailing it with himself on the cross. God has put all curses and evil covenant on you and I, on Jesus Christ, by taking him to the cross, because our guilt have been laid on the cross, you are set free. On the basis of that revelation, listeners, lay your hand on any part of your body and let me pray for you. I decree and declare your sicknesses and diseases are gone. They've been nailed with Jesus Christ on the cross, whatever name they are called. Your body is receiving total healing now. No disease will feast on your body anymore. If Jesus took it, then it's no longer there. It is not yours. It was never yours. Sicknesses and diseases were in position of the enemy on humanity. Say, I reject it. Say it again, I reject it. Yes, you are set free. I don't know who this one is meant for. If it is yours, please claim it. Everything called impossible in your life are now made possible. Oh yeah, they will become easy. May God give you a super productive mind. If you have a fruit at home, in your refrigerator or somewhere, take it and hold it up. We want to use it as a point of contact for prayer today. If you don't have any, receive the prayers all the same. But when you are able to get a fruit, come home, raise it, clean, listen to this message back again. Raise the fruit as I pray. I prophesy, you shall be amazingly fruitful. As you take a bite of this fruit today, you become fruitful materially, mentally, financially. You become fruitful in your body, fruitfulness among your children, fruitful in the country where you are, and fruitfulness in all you do. Confess it. Say, I am fruitful. Say to that fruit, as I eat you, I receive impartation for fruitfulness. Yes, you are fruitful. Wash. Take a bite or even eat it. You shall be fruitful and increase in the land where you are. January 28th, celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Open your hand and be saying amen, I receive it. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. The rest of your life is blessed. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's take on issues again today. Please listen, learn, and apply. First one, good morning, Pastor Femi Emmanuel and TPGF family. Please, sir, avail me scriptures to support and help my faith to have communion any time of the day. I want scriptures. For instance, all I saw in the Bible in communion were evening times. God bless you, sir. Wow, oh no, there is nothing that compels or limits a believer to taking communion only in the evening times. Yes, Jesus sat with the disciples at supper, according to Luke chapter 22. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 33, Paul the Apostle wrote, brethren, when you come together to eat, no time attached. In verse 25, he said, as often as you do this. The word is as often. No particular time of the day. The early church did communion daily, because they gather together in house cell daily. Many churches today take communion monthly, some weekly. I even know a church that take their own once a year. As a family, you can take communion as an individual too. In TPGF, we take communion online every week, every Saturday. So it should not be, there is no timeline concerning it. We should be concerned about the purpose and our faith in it, and then the result that communion taking gives us every day. My take is, there is no particular time to take communion. It is as often as we can take it. Next, I'm dating a guy, but since when we started dating, he never for once says he loves me, and is always busy from work to church. Please, sir, I need your advice. I have spoken on what to look for in a man or in a guy before you say, yes, I will do in marriage. My take on this person is that he will have no time for you in marriage. And if he cannot say that statement, every woman wants to hear from her husband the word, I love you. Why are you still hanging around him? What you couldn't get now from him? Time and love you will not be able to get later in marriage. My take is, quit this relationship. Next, good morning, Pastor. Please read. I have been sending this one since 2020. And God bless you, sir. My sister confided in me that she wants to leave her marriage of 15 years with 3 children, claiming she no longer can cope. According to her, they have only had intimacy about 6 times. Also, the husband is not romantic and does not care for her financially and emotionally, but he takes good care of the children. I see her pains, and I'm afraid she might go into depression. Please, I need your counsel. I have been counseling her to stay, but she's not happy at all, and I'm afraid of her. Wow. I'm just wondering why it took your sister 15 years in marriage with 3 children to it to come to this realization. This is an issue that ought to have been sorted few weeks or months, say a year, within the marriage, to teach each other to be more romantic and satisfy each other emotionally when they are having intimacy. I don't think it's still late. Please arrange for them to meet an anointed, matured man of God, married counselor. Arrange the married counselor for them. They need that therapy. And there are good ministers and God-ordained ministers whose areas of counseling and ministry is helping couples to harmonize and enjoy themselves and to marry well. To me, separation or divorce will not be answer to this. What will happen to the children? Once it is not a toxic marriage, let them go for counsel. Arrange that for them. Next, very urgent, Daddy. My son came with a lady last year, April. My mind does not accept the lady, but I kept mute. I only to be praying. After 3 months, he started disturbing us that he want a date for introduction. I have not received from the Lord as yet. I'm still praying. But the father has this I don't care attitude. He said I should leave them to do whatever they wanted to do. So we later went for a mini introduction on January 2025. After a week, my mother received a message from her pastor that she's not the will of God for my son. And that same week, another message was delivered to me saying the same thing. Please, sir, your advice. Wow. I've spoken along this line many times on these platforms. Parents, we are not the one to help our sons and daughters to hear from God who they should marry. We won't live in that sad marriage with them. Our main job is bringing them up according to the word of God. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, that I have preached on many times, from the one of birth to the 7 of life and through their infancy, lead them, pray with them to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and help them to grow in the Lord. Connect them to a good mentor, and then connect all your children to this platform. It's also a mentoring platform. They will make the right decision. Once they are well brought up in life, and they love the Lord. I also don't approve or support all this going to prophet and hearing from one pastor from your mother's church and one another prophet or vision who a young man or a young lady should marry. Yes, we can advise them or counsel them, but each person should know what they want for themselves in life, and each person must be able to hear directly from God. Don't choose who to marry for your son and your daughter. Accept and love whoever they choose to marry. Listeners, you can send in your own contributions on this issue. We will also share it here. Today is Prayer Mountain in our Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja. Time is 12 to 2 p.m. Telephone numbers to engage for more information, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the Prayer Mountain at Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo Center, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Center. All the two services will take place concurrently in all the centers. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus this week is new strength and power. Don't miss it. January oil for new things in the new year are still available. We will give it. Anointed mantle, Bible verses, and the prayer scripts to go along with it, all will be given out free tomorrow on Thursday. This year is your year. Don't miss any Prayer Mountain service this year. Let the anointing and the grace build up. Month is about ending, or it's already ending. If you're a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, do so as soon as you earn your income and you are able to do. In February, our monthly seed will go to 2222. TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, I invite you to enroll in our first diet of our Bible Training Institute. Coming up, two series. The weekdays will start from Monday, February 3, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 weeks, and you are done. Then it will be another one is the weekend edition, only 5 Saturdays. That will start from February 8th. 5 Saturdays, you are done. For more inquiry, SMS or send a chat to Moji on 0803-909-2578. SMS or chat, it will make all the other information available for you. I prophesy to everyone's life today, you will do well, you will do good. Miracles await you today. Something good is about to happen for you. It will come. You will handle it, you will enjoy it. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.